And unless you are serious enough to go through fast devotion, you might think I am talking out of my head. So please try to get earlier notes, because there are many new faces today. This is the third article, the third note. I think it started in June, July, August. 3 months notes in the series. So try to get notes for the months of June and July. Okay? Shall we begin? Conscious efforts to awaken and to remain awake. In the last meeting, stress was laid on how to become one within. The many minor brains that create the many eyes should be first made into one coordinated brain and one coordinated eye. If this does not happen, or rather, till this happens, there will be conflicts and within. It is the outcome of the coordinated eye does not function. You will note in the diagrams how these happen in an individual over innumerable lifetimes. As one proceeds from diagram 1 state to diagram 3A state, which from the earlier stage, that which from neutral will, that is from the earlier stage, the will that is able to do nothing state becomes intellectual will in diagram 2 and becomes spiritual will in diagrams 3A, B, C, when one is properly established. This spiritual will state within removes all inner conflict and gives one the strength as well as the purpose to remain awake and not to be lost completely or totally and be unaware, that is, sleeping and or indulging in daydreaming or brooding. The practices that help are: A. Corrective exercises, one that is applicable. B. Prism first and fifth exercises. C. Phase exercise 1 to 4. D. Dan training 3-step rhythmic breathing. Every one of you, do you have a black book? Sutras of Patanjali, everyone has? From the next meeting, everyone kindly come along with that book. You can pick up that book. There you will find all these A, B, C, D. The second point stressed is the area of the perineum coinciding with that area of the astral body. Conscious efforts to awaken and regenerate this area should start the regeneration of higher energies, and when these energies reach the brain via the spine center, higher centers open and transformation takes place in an individual, because it is all structured in a human being by God and nature. Each human being is structured for this transformation. It is not given as a gift to some, but these who have worked day and night to make this possible should give natural control over memory, low emotions, negative state of mind, and will generate action. One must not identify and or involve oneself with one negative state of mind and must practice 3-step rhythmic breathing. To this effect, one must practice for a little while voluntary suffering. should you call voluntary suffering? What should you call voluntary suffering? To come early and to find a seat so that you can recline against the wall. If you give that up and sit in the middle with your spine straight, that is voluntary suffering. Is that clear? Understand? What is voluntary suffering? Okay, we'll go further. The final important point, and very instructive, is the contradictory state of an average human being. A human being is structured in transcendence, and for this to be possible, all the required energies and higher centers are provided to function that are required, and are all structured within so that, should one sincerely apply and work, the result must follow. Yet, at the same time, the body-brain system is designed to sleep and remain asleep. The minor brains remaining separate and demanding the kind of flesh, and the many eyes making inner confusion thus confounded. It is easier to sleep. It is easier to remain involved and identified. It is easier to daydream and or dream. These two contradictory aspects of a human being within are both strong and lead one away, downward, view upstairs. In life, we experience that it is easier to go down and difficult to go up. The choice is yours. One road leads to oblivion, the other to immortality. To help those who are asleep, nature brings in friction in their lives, and in some cases, shock. This is the awakened one from sleep. It is very strange that this modern thought of ours has been expressed in the Gathas, the Zoroastrian religion. In the Gathas, the Zarathustra mentions, "O Avamasta, you have given to man both the aspects of Santabanyu, that means transcendence, and Angrabanyu, that is sleep, Tamas. Both are equally strong and work in opposite directions. Show me, O Ramasya, how I can help man to defeat the Angrabanyu aspect and leave it on to you." One must become. Now we shall continue from our notes of the month of June and July. With this month's note, it forms a theme. One must become somewhat accustomed to suffering. Man requires formidable suffering to make them man. There is a very beautiful poem. What is a man? It's a very long poem, but I have taken a few lines from that poem. When nature wants to drill a man, when nature wants to mold a man, what her method, what her way, how she ruthlessly perfects, how she hammers him and hurts him, and with mighty blows converts him, while his tortured heart is dying, and he lifts his beseeching hand. When nature wants to make a man, to create him large and whole, with what cunning she prepares him, digs in struggle, harder yet. So when you come across hard days, don't cry. Nature has a meaning behind. One must experience pain and rise above it. One truly understands what one has truly suffered. Awakening is not intended to be a pleasant process. One must pay the often price. It is necessary to accept suffering as a life-giving principle. One can then, of buckle under pressure. Do not wish for it to end, but try to perform, for in much wisdom is much freedom. An elegant beginner wishes that suffering will or may occur to someone else instead of to us. It is the solar plexus that is speaking. There can be no victory without battle. One reason people suffer is because they think of themselves too much. Higher forces are then assured of having created a compassionate identity that will serve rather than selfishly abuse. One must suffer the same trials to achieve the same spiritual wisdom in any age. The same inexorable price must still be paid for the same great fortune. Each must have the fortune and the misfortune to verify that. No man can know himself without carrying a heart that has endured despair. One must strive for what is inaccessible, for that is where reality dwells, and only despair can save the great world. Let us be touched, but not consumed by suffering. Remember, when feelings of helplessness arise, your health, but for such who have really suffered. While I thought that I was learning how to live, I have been in fact learning how to die. In the face of suffering, one of our prevailing weaknesses is resentment. Really, describe such a man as a buffer of power. The best way one can serve higher forces is by remembering oneself continuously. One of the important functions of negative emotions is to distract us from remembering our state of being away. How can one prevent self-pity from misusing the work of higher forces? How can we increase voluntary suffering? Do what your body-brain system does not want to do, or give body-brain system what it does not like. Is voluntary suffering an artificial pressure or is it legitimate? It is both. It produces results. It contains an element of will, but it must constitute a small segment of one's day. Do not overdo it, not more than 20 minutes a day. It is easier to remain awake when one is relaxed or tense than when one is feeling neutral. All three states are good for remaining awake. Oneself and suffering must often rend a lonely, mystical path and make no attempt to conclude the path, for there is light at the end of the tunnel. Awakening is divine. And higher forces use altogether different rules. They do, however, love us consciously. It is wisdom's everlasting law that truth can only be learned by suffering it. Transforming suffering requires the state of being away. There is nothing we can do about suffering except transforming it. Life has many unpleasant moments that one must endure, with or without assistance. Do not try to run away from suffering. Do we think about our own suffering? There is an irrevocable play written for each one of us, and each of us has to pay for receiving our awakening. You lose nothing but your illusion. But then, as it says, that one needs to meet it in the battle. I trouble death heaven with my fruitless cry. The core of real progress is sleep, and so remaining awake is so necessary at all times. Nothing can make man so like God as suffering. One's attitude towards events and not events themselves determine whether or not one will suffer. Silence in the face of suffering. That that of perfection. Always of sufficient magnitude to produce higher awareness. Where stands? Natural suffering forces one to question the meaning of existence. Do not waste time in thinking thus. Perfection is given to all types of persons, regardless of their sense of gravity. How will you weigh or decide what type of suffering is greater? Although the matters used by higher forces may seem uncivilized, one must attain the higher understanding that transforming suffering creates life and peace. If one assimilates suffering correctly, there is no time to indulge in self-pity. Self-pity does not prevent suffering, is also rebellion. Few men become conscious, know the alchemy, center of gravity or body type. Nothing is more noble, nothing is more important than transforming negative emotions. One's wish to awaken increases with each lifetime, as does one's intensity of action and to transform. Few men have the strength to bear awakening. Something is always trying to distract us from the present. However, behind all negative emotions lies our permission. Remember this line. However, behind all negative emotions lies our permission. People who are mechanically positive are not different from those who are mechanically negative. How can one work without losing one's temper? Anger is a real disappointment when it occurs. Endure my heart, our work has thou endured. To what extent is a teacher to be a model to his students? How much should the students fashion themselves after him? Everyone is not the same, and is told the result of his experiences and suffering. One sheds imitations after a while, and one comes into one's own style. As our goal is immortality, I wonder why we are not given more suffering. All men require fiction at all levels to improve the level of being. One meets with one's fate on the road, one seeks to avoid it. So do not think about escaping. Transforming negative emotions must become a habit. If one is awake, one does not need. But if one is asleep, one needs. It is a law that one must transform negativity in order to awaken. Negative emotions are always concerned with something small. A mere trifle consoles us because a mere trifle distresses us. Argue not against heaven's hand, said Milton. This is an example of transforming suffering. He said this only later when he had awakened. For earlier, he had rebelled against heaven. In his poem on his blindness, he wrote, "Does God expect the labor like divine?" No surer sign of sleep exists than a negative emotion. Imaginary pressures are responsible for many negative emotions, most of which originate in the solar plexus, the center of animal instinct in human beings. Experience helps time. Experience helps as time passes. It is a miracle to turn water into wine, that is knowledge into understanding. The expression of negativity is mechanical and deeply programmed into our body-brain system. Buddha used to eat whatever that fell into his brain bowl. We can transform negativity only when we understand that we gain nothing by expressing it and gain everything by resisting it. What a waste negative emotions will have been to us at the end of our lives, to have wasted a part of our precious life that way. Some shocks show us how much potential we have and are not using. There is no dwelling on one's loss. To be awake and yet experience hatred cannot occupy the same space within. Leave me then to fulfill the will of the gods and to follow, neither the need that separated. The body brain system has many subjective and objective states, but they all can be illusions that take away our precious time. The non-expression of negative emotions gives the energy, silence and the fire. One reason it is difficult to awaken is because we are surrounded by 6 billion people who are asleep and snoring. What does it matter if the whole world cries out against you, if you are right? Relinquishing negative emotions is a matter of life and death. Suffering itself is a waste, but transforming it is precious. Our human heart is so great that there is almost no limit to what it can transform. Regardless of what action one takes to develop one's essence, one's effort must also be accompanied by remaining away. But one must sufficiently increase the value of being away. When the object to be gained is sufficiently valued, one may be able to expect moments of wakefulness in a day. Nevertheless, these fragments are your real possession. The present is the only thing of which a man can be deprived. 6 billion people on earth have not discovered the value of 3-step rhythmic breathing, the one sure factor leading to being always awake. And what is worse for them, they do not want to hear or practice. They do not know what they are missing. And here are gathered some who, on being told endlessly the benefits of 3-step rhythmic breathing, are yet asleep. It can take away all negativity and give precious energy to progress. It is a reward unto itself that you all would prefer to remain asleep. That is, be busy with your daily routine and preference to be aware of 3-step rhythmic breathing. It seems that the more one knows, the more one does not know. Our job is not necessarily to know, but to be. Awareness has degrees, and you must find ways to increase it. Subjects like alchemy, essence, do not mean much compared to entering the past and seeking to remain away. People seem to forget and not understand that words are only symbols that point to a silent reality. Symbol seems to be important when we have discovered the reality. We penetrate the present by not thinking of ourselves, by avoiding self-indulgence. There are finer things interesting besides yourself. Otherwise, we strive to keep up a frail and feverish being. We identify with trivial events and perpetual illusions of reality. Have you ever tried suddenly to stop and think, what was I thinking about? Have you tried that? At any time of the day, you stop, what was I doing? And you'll find that your mind is rotating around yourself only. Try it again and again. For 24 hours or for the best part of the day that you are awake, at any time, you indulge about things going around you. You don't even give 5 minutes to the world, to the people. If you are so only immersed in yourself, what will you know the other side of truth? Try it 10 times. On this Saturday when you come, let me know how many times your mind was not on you and how many times it was on you. 11 times of the 10 it will be on you. Yes? 11 times of the 10 it will be on you. it's painful to observe man as they are, because they are capable of greater achievement, yet they accomplish so little. If one does not keep moving towards one's aim or goal to awaken and remain awakened, one is lost. I understand you all. More than you do yourself, that your life is at stake and I love you all. So work more painstakingly and ask again and again, am I awake or asleep? Am I practicing three-step rhythmic breathing? One, realizing that one's time is limited regardless of age, and two, being repelled by one's need, these are two precious thoughts for increasing the value of remaining awake. Man has within him that which can surpass the galaxy, but you get ultimately what you want. Keep plunging into the unknown, knowing it is the only direction home. Time is all physical phenomena. They can create moments that are out of time. Remaining awake creates a timeless state. The older one becomes, the more one favors slow growth. Man can escape time by transforming suffering. I do know that time does not exist for high offenders. The word immortality means just that. It is appalling to witness how people waste time even after knowing that life is so short. That is something very few people talk about and fear prepared for. Being awake alone can confront death. Being awake alone can confront death. That is one way. Death is one way to see one's nothingness. To be awake seems a flaw. To awake seems a flaw in organic life on earth. One must therefore make great and ceaseless efforts to remain awake throughout life. Even in sleep at night, we must gather awareness at the moment of death. But how can this be possible to one who has been asleep whole life? We must study the idea of repetitions that is psychic. To verify this, one must study and one must remain awake. Credentials are deceiving, and death is not impressed by them. But death is a live experience to one who has remained awake in life. I repeat, but death is a live experience to one who has remained awake in life. Ordinary people are shocked in death. Even humanity as a whole is not immortal and is periodically expunged by higher forces. The man who has remained awake all life is imperishable. Most aged people creep towards death, helpless and complaining. We too will die, but we must do our best to remain awake at all times and not to complain and waste time, but to transform and gain the ultimate experience of the final act of death. One may understand something clearly today and not comprehend it tomorrow, because awareness has begun. The more fully one understands that one is asleep, the more one will desire and make a haste to awake. When one is not awake, where one goes, one knows not. I repeat, when one is not awake, where one goes, one knows not. One simply disappears, robbed by the thief of daydreaming or brooding. One simply disappears, robbed by the thief of daydreaming or brooding. We are fortunate. Our body-brain system are so delicately structured that we can readily enter immortal realm. But our thoughts are perfectly there. But nature at the same time does not encourage one's aim to awaken. And has arranged a variety of alluring variations. Otherwise, awakening is a simple matter. We are like drunken man, staggering towards our goal, but on the way, we fall in your time. There are many lamps to guide one, and one's painful path. There are many lamps to guide one, and one's painful path. Yet, there are few who wish a light to penetrate the darkness. Yet, there are few who wish a light to penetrate the darkness. One cannot have a conscience without awareness. I mean not the awareness of a sleep state. Regardless, one must work with what one has. Being present here is not your state of presence. I repeat, being present here is not your state of presence. One positive aspect of great shock is that they lift the veil and they see more. But this is true for those who do not buckle under. One is confused if one is not awake. If you want to awaken, nothing will stand in your way. Repeat. If you want to awaken, nothing will stand in your way. If you do not want to awaken, you will stand in your way. The word want is not wish. It is a great determination. How can one send in the tiny part in us that wants and is interested in awakening? We receive shock because we are asleep and we have no other purpose. If you want to avoid more shock, remain awake. How did I say, want is not wish. One must be sincere with oneself and know that one's soul is a vessel. Body, brain, system is a vessel. And one must always remember that awakening is not for the vessel, but for the release of the soul from the vessel. Nevertheless, it amounts to the vessel being awake to the thought of releasing the soul. Our many, many births have been mechanical, but at least let this or the next be a little conscious at least. The intensity and duration of one's work will determine the level of one's development. When one attempts to awaken, the many mechanical eyes will start taking control. Before, one may have an emotional realization that in order to understand, one must be fully aware. To awaken, one must be beyond emotion and the intellect. The non-expression of negative impressions is the major way, is the major key to awakening. Our awareness is not the center, and that it must be earned. We are all nigh to the requirements of awakening. It boils down to the crucified innumerable times. Take nothing seriously but your aim to awaken. Do not count on anything but the present. There can be awareness without function, and it is understandable. I repeat, there can be awareness without function, and it is understandable. But when there are functions without awareness, this is mechanicalness, and it's dreadful. How can we learn to relax? We are not here necessarily to relax, but to work on ourselves. Do not take the wrong things seriously. Great attempts at esoteric knowledge do not improve our awareness, nor are we a little more awake. Nature holds up to God nothing so high as the finished and perfected man. Nature and higher forces cannot and do not give the gift of awakening to one who places himself first. There will be no need for me to be present here if some of you, though very few, were not attempting to awaken. I repeat again, there will be no need for me to be present here if some of you, very few, were not attempting to awaken. I say, make a total commitment to awakening. When higher centers function, one is awake. The human body brain system is a very complex structure that hardly anyone understands. but it has supreme potential. Do not be fooled looking at the primitive modern man. Learning to bear this comfort produced in silence is a necessary step to one's development. Awakening is mathematical. Make a note of this. Awakening is mathematical. It calculates the efforts put in and the depth of sincerity. Awakening is mathematical. It calculates the efforts put in and the depth of sincerity. The very process of awakening alters one's inner chemistry and one turns slowly from being entirely mechanical. The intellectual center cannot become awareness. You may describe and define awareness, but awareness remains awareness. The presence of higher centers is a gift of great value. It is because God and nature has structured the human being in transcendence. If only he could awake. And this would not be possible if one is thinking about one's own self. This is ordained. One must be the fourth dimension to understand the fourth dimension. Time does not exist for higher centers. Our future bodies will be nearly the same in future lifetimes, but our higher centers will progress, and that progress will improve our bodies. How tumultuous and pathetic our inner life is. The prison exercise is one of the best ways to stop that chaos, at least reduce it. We confuse the physical form with life. The machine, brain, body, mind, system, mistakenly thinks it is real. You will ultimately understand that the only thing that holds you back is yourself. Take constant sense of future racing speed. See, for the last 3 months, we are only talking about remaining awake. What is exactly meant by remaining awake? Then you are told, concentrate on three-step rhythmic breathing. You concentrate 2 for 5 minutes. Then the mind goes somewhere and you forget your three-step rhythmic breathing. When we say that mind goes somewhere, it means your awareness. If your awareness cannot be where you are, you cannot be awake. You may sit here with me and yet not be with me, because your mind, your awareness might take you somewhere. I appreciate you. We are normal human beings. We have our problems. Our mind does go to our problems. But do you realize that unless you give your mind to your problems consciously, you cannot solve your problems? By letting your mind go to your problems and roam with your problems, it will confuse you more and more. If you have many problems, jot them down. Pick one problem at a time and concentrate what you will do to solve that problem. After you have done that, forget it. Hear music, go for a walk, don't come to that problem again. That is how you hold your mind with you. If you are walking on the road, not knowing who passes by, and your mind is still on your problem, you are asleep. You are walking in sleep. That is why, on the first page you will find 4 things, 4 items. The correct exercise, the prism exercise. Except for the newcomers, the others, you all know about the prism exercise. Prism is a piece of glass called your life. It has no color. It is transparent. You put it standing like this, as you have been told on a white piece of cloth, and then from vertically above you look into it. Just look into it. When you look into it, don't let your mind wander. Don't let your mind go to your problems. Don't let your mind go to your yesterdays and tomorrows. Just look into the prism. If you can just look into the prism, what will happen? It is a very simple act. You will just look into the prism. What will happen? If your mind does not wander, what will happen? You will be separated from your problem. You will be separated from your problem. Your mind will concentrate on your problem. You will be yourself. When I say you, this is not you. When I say you, this is not you. You will be separated from your mind and your problem. Understand? And there is nothing that you cannot solve your problem. You, capital U. This is not you. Inside you is you. When you look, just look into the prism, you are separated from your you. Understand? This is an exercise that has no value. It is priceless. How many do daily? No, I never asked this to be automatic, except for hair and penny. This is to Dandiri. It is a priceless exercise which you have to do. And I told you that for this you need only 5 minutes. Because looking at it for more than 5 minutes, the optic nerve gets tired. So just look into the prism for 5 minutes. And if you can separate your you from your you, you have taken the first step. Get me? Then there is the phase exercise. If you have done phase exercise rhythmically, what will happen? If you can do phase 4 and not get tired, again you separate your you from your you. Is that not? And finally you have the 3-step rhythmic breathing. If you do not forget to do this, I have given you the tape. The tape which you practice at night and go to sleep. And form a habit so that you don't forget to do your 3-step rhythmic breathing, which is your correct breathing to replace your wrong breathing. What will happen if you do that? You will be separated from your you. Understand? All these steps are there to separate this you from this you. And yet, you have never kept. You have never cared. None of you have cared enough. It does not matter. We are, as I have mentioned here, structured by God and nature in transcendence. If we are not structured in transcendence, we cannot achieve transcendence. A goat within the goat, a cow within the cow, a ox within the ox, a tiger within the tiger, a man within the man. Why? Because man is structured as man. And when I say man is structured as man is structured into transcendence. All the time you are talking of achieving transcendence, but actually you have been structured into transcendence. All you have to do is not to be asleep. When you are asleep, you forget your own transcendence. Am I confusing you now?